Hassan Hajali, a political science lecturer at Khartoum University, says 3 years of the constitutional document has not yielded any fruits. It only contributed to the suffering of citizens. Ali says the constitutional document was drafted in a hurry and focused only on a partnership between a few political forces and the military, which he says overlooked major transitional issues. To establish a proper structural government, Ali says, Sudan should abolish or amend the current constitutional document or draft a new one that corresponds with what is happening in the country. Ali says the current constitutional document is no longer valid because the partnerships on which it was built ended in the October military coup.
It was written in a hasty way, overlooking a number of issues. And the main idea is just in a very quick way to reach a compromise between the civilians and the military council at that time.
Sudanese military and civilian leaders agreed to share power on August 17, 2019 through a constitutional document that would govern the country for a period of 36 months. It was agreed that the head of the military component, General Abdel Fattah al-Burhan, would lead the sovereign council composed of 5 military officers and 6 civilian members. The civilian component of the Sovereign Council nominated former Prime Minister Abdalla Hamdok to lead the Council of Ministers. But Hamdok resigned late last year following the coup led by Al-Burhan. Ali says the partnership between the military and civilian could no longer continue because a third party or another political interest was introduced through the Juba Peace Agreement.
We have a diverse political interest within the civilians and at the same time within the military, between the rebel support forces and the Sudanese armed forces. Later on, they added the armed groups from mainly from Darfur and also from the Southern Blue Nile province. They were added after the Juba Peace Agreement.
An umbrella of armed groups known as Sudan Revolutionary Front signed a peace deal with the transitional government in Sudan in October 2020, which silenced the guns in parts of Darfur, Blue Nile and Nuba Mountains. Al-Rashid Muhammad Ibrahim, political science and diplomatic studies lecturer at Khartoum University, argues the 3-year transitional period was not ideal because it allowed each component of the transitional government to develop different political interests.
Transitional political issues all over the world should be for a very short period, which should be focused on particular issues, including the democratic transition. It should not focus on any political rivalries or allocations to favor any political party. All programs regarding any political party should wait for the election.
Ibrahim says the military component spoiled all the aspirations of Sudanese citizens when it overthrew the civilian government and pushed out all the political parties to rule Sudan. He says if the military steps aside as announced by Al-Burhan, the civilian political parties should come together and form a technocratic government that would prepare the country for a national election at the end of a transitional period.
There should be a technocratic civilian government in place who should have a specific program that focuses on the livelihood of the people. A government that would focus on constitutional preparation, economic stability, and prepare people for the election. This government is mandated to draft a clear political relationship between the military and the civilians in the country.
In early July, military leader Al-Burhan said the military would step aside and allow civilian parties to reach a consensus and form a civilian-led government. Ali and Ibrahim both say they are concerned the constitutional vacuum in the country does not bode well for the country and say there is an urgent need for Sudan's political parties to iron out their differences. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.